RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Is a little competition healthy? Well, is it healthy when you're talking about children and all the children in travel sports these days and the determination that you see on these kids' faces? Is all this healthy? My guest, Dr. Paul Stricker, is one of a small number of doctors in the U.S. who's board certified in both sports medicine and pediatrics. Dr. Stricker, are children, is it good for children to have a certain amount of competition, and at what age is that appropriate?
Competition in general drives most of us to excel. So a little healthy competition, I think, is what allows a lot of us to do what we've done or accomplish what we've accomplished and be successful at it. Most competitions become a negative experience when the value that's associated with that becomes too personal. And if a child or an adult bases their self-esteem and their self-worth on the outcome of that athletic event, then that's when there could be trouble. So there's so much that needs to be said about allowing competition. Hey, kids need to learn how to lose. They need to learn how to win, because that's just a learning how they cope with different aspects of life. But when everything is hinging on, you know, there's no option for losing and it's only about winning, and, you know, you as a child cannot lose, then they can be kind of fearful of that their entire life and become even a dysfunctional adult based on what's happened to them in their childhood.
Do you think this is a more onus on the parents, or are the children themselves putting themselves in that competitive position?
It's a societal thing. Obviously, what happens at home is very influential. And so parents, it starts with you guys and gals. That is where the child needs to feel the most safe and understand that, you know, if they didn't win that day, or if he or she didn't win that day, that he or she is still an incredible, valuable human being and a valuable child, but that just may not have been their best performance. Going over the performance, finding out what they did wrong, what to correct, that's all valuable. It's all better at improving your effort the next time. But if, in general, you go outside the home, society is still a pressure society based on winning. So everything that they read, they see in the news, they watch on TV is based on winning, winning, winning. So I think kids also put this on themselves based on what's out there in society.
So how do we as parents tone that down? Because I know there's some parents who are looking at their four-year-old saying, I have the next Tiger Woods. He started at 4 years old, you know. Mm-hmm. But as we've said before, there's so many millions of kids playing sports, and not every one of them is going to get a professional baseball career or even play into high school and maybe even into college. So how do we as parents tone that down and turn it around and say, yes, play your best, but whatever happens, happens?
Right. Part of it is supporting your child and reminding them that, you know, that you value them as a child, period, and that whatever they accomplish in their sport is just icing on the cake. So many parents, I don't know if it's that they feel like they're a better parent if they have a kid that wins or gets a scholarship or is on the team. I'm not sure the psychology behind that, but I know that there's a lot of pressure on parents to have their kids in sports, and when they win, of course, people do view them possibly differently. So we have to remind them that they're a good parent based on many other things besides having a child that may excel in sports. And we all certainly know kids that do well in sports and don't have good parents, but I think the pressure thing really is something that parents can be very careful of by promoting their child's self-value beyond the sport, so that when they have a good or bad day, then they're not as affected personally as to their own value.
Well, so there's something to be learned from, you know, they always used to say, be a good sport, be a good sport. But there is something to be learned from those days when you don't win.
Absolutely. It helps you learn when you don't get the job you wanted, or you don't get into the college you want, or you don't get the promotion you thought you worked hard for. I mean, or that you're struggling in your family. I mean, or when you have your own kids who don't win. Those are things I think that provide valuable lessons for us, because most of us can learn from that by saying, okay, what didn't work this time and how can I improve that for the next time? That's about how we go through life, learning to adjust and adapt and improve ourselves. When you were talking about, you know, the four-year-old that they think is the next professional athlete, there's so many skills that a child can have, and they may have a few that look really great, but again, as their body changes and as other kids come along, we don't have any idea where that particular person is going to be. And just because Michael Phelps started in the pool at a young age doesn't mean that if you get your child in the pool a year earlier, that he or she is then going to be better than Michael Phelps. He's a one of a kind. So what we want to always stress with people is that these children need to be placed in activities and be exposed to many things and allow those talents to develop and see where they go. And as they start to show promise, then encourage them more. It doesn't mean add more pressure to them. It just means to encourage them more into that particular sport if they show a lot of promise.
What about when there's other kids and other parents and they're, you know, rooting on their kids like, way to hit that home run, as opposed to, you know, hey, that was great confidence I saw, or they're seeing other parents or other kids driving it home, doing these high, or even kids that are sort of lording it over them. How do you give them that talk?
Yeah, we want the encouragement to be based on, you know, what they've done right. And so it's great if they scored the goal, but it's more reinforcement to say, wow, you know, your pass, your kick was perfect. You know, it was right on. You did a great job with that. You timed it just right, and then look what happened. You got a goal. Those are things that kind of reinforce what it took to get there. And if we kind of always reinforce the end result, you know, sometimes kids don't know what it means then to get there. And it's always good to have goals. There's no doubt about that. But if the goal is so lofty that there's not room for any kind of successes along the way to that goal, then that goal becomes the definition of success. And if they never reach it, that can be very painful emotionally for these children. So I think it is good for us to focus on the skills that they're doing right. And same kind of thing when they do something wrong. Constructive correction is always much better than constructive criticism.
Oh, I like that, constructive correction.
And any child that gets in the car and the first thing they hear is, great job, but, then they're going to, you know, that's an immediate defeat for them. Go ahead and tell them it's a great job.
I think I just might have heard myself there.
Yeah.
So I'm not liking the sound of that very well. And if we have the talk with them like, oh, they say this person was pushing or that person wasn't playing fair, then as parents we just say, well, that's what that person does, but you were right on. You played the game solidly, and right? We just kind of pass that by.
Yes.
Use it as a learning experience.
You can't control what the others do. You can always just encourage your kid for what he or she did right.
Yeah, I didn't like hearing myself there, Dr. Stricker, just there. So give us your very best advice for competition with children in sports and sports success. In your book, is Sports Success RX your child's best prescription, your child's prescription for the best experience? So give us your best advice for children, sports, and competition.
I think just redefining success. I say it all the time to the families that I take care of. We've got to make sure that success is defined as their personal achievement, their personal accomplishment, their personal improvement, and building off of what they did last time, and knowing that their value is not dependent on the win or loss outcome of an athletic event.
That is great advice, Dr. Paul Stricker. Thank you so much. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.